A wet spring impacts Idaho grain. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Snow and rain this year have created perfect conditions for a wave of fungal diseases not seen in years. University of Idaho Extension grain pathologists say that heavy southern Idaho snows have led to snow mold in grain fields across southern Idaho. Dusty Wilkins, who grows barley and alfalfa in the Rupert area, said that we lost a couple of fields to flooding. There's mold out there, and we're keeping an eye on it. He adds that it's been wet since last November. Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam.
Yeah, we've been seeing with this heavy snowpack across the southern Idaho plain, this snow mold will be found like in gullies or on the edges of fields, and the snow will cover it, you know, over a long period of time, and it will grow underneath these snowbanks. And when you look at it, it has kind of a milky, mossy look to it, and that field will have to be plowed under. So we're seeing more and more of this. We haven't seen snow mold in a while because the winters haven't been that bad, but it's something that farmers in Cache County, I know, have spotted and have been dealing with it.
The USDA says farmers have logged just 6 dry days in the first 2 weeks of April. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.